For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 20th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything, Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, if you're looking to get into some action, I send you to Bet Online. Bet Online, your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer. Baseball, golf, soccer, all the top fights in UFC, MMA, boxing, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game is over, head on over to our online casino, get in on a game of blackjack, poker, maybe unwind with over 150 slot games. Head to the Bet Online website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So glad to have you here with us. Of course, again, second day in a row. It's going to happen again tomorrow. Late edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. This is how we got to roll when we're doing ESPN. So second day in a row, did ESPN Radio, filling in for Chris Carlin. Carlin versus Joe. That was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can always go back and listen where we hit on all the big national stories. I'm representing Miami, of course. So wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0, you can go back and you can listen to Carlin versus Joe from today or yesterday. Whatever. I can't control what you do. So go check that out. That's why we're coming at you later today. We're going to come at you later tomorrow. A couple things as well. So I just told you we're doing Carlin versus Joe again tomorrow. I told you I'm doing right now. This was day three. This is day three of 14 consecutive days that I'm doing ESPN Radio. How about that? How you love that? So tomorrow, you guys know that I'm doing noon to three. I'm doing Carlin versus Joe again. So Zaslow Show 2.0 will come at you after that around the same time as today. But tomorrow morning, how about this? In studio, Lebatard Show. That's right. So tomorrow morning, I'm driving down downtown Miami to the Elser Hotel. I will be doing the entire local hour. I can't do more than that because I got to get back home and, you know, I got to make a living, you know? So I'm doing ESPN Radio at noon, but I will be on the entire local hour from 9 to 10 a.m. Levitard show in studio. I am very much looking forward to that. And I hope you guys hang out with us. You've been asking for it. And it worked out that we could do it tomorrow. So I will be in with those guys. Now, today's Thursday. So you guys know, we're going to get to some mailbag questions in a minute. You guys got some good stuff here. I appreciate that. Also, coming up in a few minutes here, Roy Bellamy is going to join us. That's right. Roy, Panther super fan from the Dan Lebatard show. We're going to catch him en route to Edmonton. That's right. Right now, as we speak. Now, you're listening in the future, all right? No spoilers. Don't tell me what happens. You're listening in the future, but right now, as I speak, Roy Bellamy is driving from Calgary, Alberta to Edmonton, Alberta. He flew in earlier today. He had a connection flight somewhere. We'll get all the details, but right now he's in a rental driving from the airport in Calgary to Edmonton. We're going to catch him on the drive. We're going to get some details, and we're going to get everybody fired up as far as the Panthers go. Now, as far as the Panthers going tomorrow night, I mean, we talked a lot about it yesterday, of course. I don't have a whole lot to add today. We'll get more into it tomorrow because it's game day and we'll be feeling it, you know. There are a couple changes. We know that Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who's been great this series, Oliver Ekman-Larsson has been moved up to the top. He's the point man now on the top power play unit, which I think they switched him to late in the game in game five. He's been great this series, and also it moves Montour down. And, you know, is it a demotion for Montour? Look, Brandon Montour likely lost a lot of sleep over the last couple nights, thinking that he cost the team the game. His errant pass on the blue line on the power play gave up the shorthanded goal, the breakaway, and the Oilers went up 1-0. And the Panthers, you know, they lost 5-3, but empty net goal. That goal was a killer. It cost the team the game. That was Brandon Montour. Bad job. So Oliver Ekman-Larsson is taking his spot on the top power play unit. And don't forget, maybe you didn't know, Oliver Ekman-Larsson has been a scoring defenseman for most of his career. So this is not an unusual spot for him. I like the change. Also, the fourth line, which Paul Maurice has been juggling around all throughout the playoffs. He juggled half of it last game by Lomberg getting into the lineup, being centered by Kevin Stenlin and Kyle Okposo on the other side. He came in for Lawrence last game. Well, now Lomberg is still in. Nick Cousins is going to get his shot. So Nick Cousins in, Kyle Okposo out. I feel a little bit bad about that because if the Panthers win tomorrow night, you know, I would like Okposo to be on the ice in uniform. But listen, it is what it is. You know, I'm trying to win a Stanley Cup here. I don't necessarily care who the guys are that are on the ice. I'm trying to win this thing and raise Lord Stanley's cup tomorrow night. So a couple of changes right there for you as far as tomorrow goes. Can't say that I dislike them. I certainly understand where we're coming from. I feel good about tomorrow night. So we'll get a bit of a heat check. We'll take Roy Bellamy's pulse. We'll see what he's got going on, how he feels about the game. I mean, very tough to get a read off of him sometimes. You know, he's very stoic, all right? Straight face, great poker face. So we'll get Roy on with us in a few minutes. We'll get to all of that, and we'll see how he feels. But I feel great about the Panthers. The same way that exactly what I told you the other day. If we have to play a game six, I'm going to be excited and feel really great. You know why? Because the Panthers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup tomorrow night in game six. So I feel great. Now, I'm going to be on the verge of projectile vomit the entire game. Would it be nice to be up 3-0 after the first period? Fuck yeah. But I don't know if those are the cards that we're going to be dealt. But going into tomorrow night, I feel good right now. I'll be incredibly nervous tomorrow. But I'm going to be insanely excited because we get a third crack at winning the Stanley Cup. We've never won the Stanley Cup. How could I not be insanely excited for tomorrow night's game six? And I really think that's the attitude that everyone should have. You know what? You know what? We're going to wind up looking back. If the Panthers win tomorrow night and they go up 4-2, If the Panthers win tomorrow night and they win the series 4-2, like, we're going to look back on it saying, oh my God, we're freaking out of the Oilers winning 2 games. Panthers won 4-2. Didn't even have to go 7. We're all freaking out. this shit is hard. I already went through that whole thing yesterday with you, so I don't need to do it again. But it's all going to work out. The Panthers are the better team. The Panthers are the adult in the room. And now, look, you can't come out and lay an egg in the first period like the Panthers have done a bunch of times this postseason. That's going to be a huge factor tomorrow, how they start the game. All right, we'll get to Roy in a few minutes, but you know what? Let's get right to it. Let's get to Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag. So I got some fun questions from you guys. I always appreciate you hanging out with us and participating in the show. First, though, I want to make sure everybody knows about the summer sales event that's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. If you're listening right now and you're thinking about getting yourself a new car, luckily for you, I only endorse North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, where you got the summer sales event going on. You could make no down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. And right now, you get 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. How about right now during the summer sales event? You could lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for just $219 a month. 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. Get all the details. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know, with an experience you'll love. All right, let's get to it here. First question here, this is from Heater361, and he's saying, Zaslow, when are you going to bring back Guy Paquette? Excellent question. I think if the Panthers, now everybody knows, back at Zaslow and Amber Show, everybody knows, and of course Zaslow Show, everybody knows Guy Paquette. He's our hockey correspondent, all right? I haven't employed Guy in a couple of years, all right? But I think if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, we probably got to get Guy Paquette. I'll hire him. We'll send him out to, like, the parade, the celebration. Maybe I'll get him there on the ice tomorrow night to where if the Panthers win, maybe we can get some audio from Guy Paquette. That's a good idea. Good job out of you. All right. Uso Family says, Zaslow, where will people be partying if and when the Panthers win? Broward or Miami? Pots and pans. Great question. I think it's going to be Broward because if they win tomorrow night, you got to figure the fans in the arena, which is sold out the watch party, they're going to spill out onto the streets there across from the Sawgrass. I would imagine you have all the news cameras there, the news trucks. So I think probably outside the Sawgrass Mall. But I don't even want to think about a parade route, that kind of stuff. I don't like thinking that way until it happens. All right. Let's see. JOACO Miami. All right. Joko Miami says, Zaslow, is Ekblad not playing tomorrow night? I don't know why you would think that. Ekblad has been fantastic. He's really had a great playoff. You know, he was a disaster, if you remember. What was it? In game one against Boston, right? He's really had a terrific playoff. That's my dog right there, Aaron Ekblad. Mike in West Palm, can we get an on-the-record prediction for Friday night? This isn't difficult for me. You want me to go on the record? I'll go on the record. Sometimes you got to go on the record. I'm on the record. You ready? Yo, Panthers are closing this baby out tomorrow night. How about that for on the record? This thing ends in Edmonton tomorrow night with Sasha Barkov hoisting the Stanley Cup over his head, and the Florida Panthers win their first ever Stanley Cup. How about that? That's on the record. Know what I'm talking about. All right. Everybody calm down. This question is from Terry Zaslow. Are we going to do this tomorrow? Terry, you're not listening? I just went on the record. Of course we're going to do this tomorrow night. Yes, it is our time. This next question here is from Nick Hex. He says, Zaslow, what's your opinion on Jazz Chisholm dumping a jug of water on top girl Jessica Blaylock the other night? Excellent question, Nick Hex. Also, excellent reference to Jessica Blaylock being a top girl. We all know that she is. So if you didn't see this a couple nights ago, actually, the Marlins have walked off two nights in a row, from what I understand, but they get no love on Zaslow Show 2.0 because fuck Bruce Sherman. And so a couple nights ago, Jessica Blaylock is doing the on-field interview with whoever got the game-winning hit, and Jazz Chisholm comes over to, you know, dump the Gatorade bottle on him, but just instead dumps it all on Jessica. She's soaking wet. I hope she had a change of clothes. I mean, what do I think of it? It's obviously fun. She's, like, the sweetest girl, so I'm sure she didn't care. But, man, it's got to be a little bit annoying. If she didn't have a change of clothes, that's a nuisance. So there you go. Let's see. C McIntyre says, Zaslow, is the summer of Jonathan still a thing? Well, here's the thing. I suppose summer of Jonathan is still a thing, but summer of Jonathan, if you don't know, if you're a new listener to Zaslow Show 2.0, welcome. I love you long time. Summer of Jonathan was, I was so busy throughout the year doing the morning show on 790 The Ticket and doing Miami Heat basketball in the evenings that I was worn down by the time the basketball season came to an end. So the summer was summer of Jonathan, where I get to relax and reconnect with the family and recharge my batteries because I'm no longer working evenings. So I suppose it's a summer of Jonathan, but I don't need that anymore. Like, I don't live that way anymore. I'm on my own schedule with Zaslow Show 2.0, and I'm not out late night every other night doing Heat games. So it's more like the summer of Jonathan, the fall of Jonathan, the spring of Jonathan, the winter of Jonathan, if that makes it easier. And finally here, one more question from the Dude Abides. Says, Zaslow, what's the Heat's first move now that the Celtics won a championship? How do we fuck Boston now? I hope, I don't have an answer to that question in particular, but I hope that not only Boston winning, but the fact that because the Heat couldn't land Damian Lillard and that inadvertently gave Boston Jrue Holiday, which then helped Boston win the championship. I don't think they win it without him, but specifically because it was Boston and Pat Riley hates Boston. I hope that not that he's re-energized, because that'd be like, if Pat Riley needs to be re-energized, that's a problem. So re-energized is not the word I'm looking for, but I just hope there's a real focus on making a big change and completing the big change because of the Celtics winning, because fuck them, right? All right. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba, European roots with a Caribbean soul. Pick up a refreshing German lager in a can. You got to get ready for game 6 tomorrow night. Panthers and Oilers, make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. And joining us now, oh, look at you now. He is in Alberta on his way, driving from Calgary to Edmonton. I mean, it's like he's on the other side of the planet. The Dan Le Batard Show's Roy Bellamy. Panther super fan is here on with us. So, Roy, I appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit. And it worked out well for me. I had to do ESPN today, so my show's coming out a little bit later than normal. But that's okay, because you were in transit. You were on your way back to Edmonton. So was there ever any doubt that you were making the trip again? Because you were there for game 4. You flew up with the intention of clinching the Stanley Cup, getting good footage. You're back on your way now. So what was it always the plan that if you had to go back, you would?
No. I can tell you that I picked the Panthers in 6. So when the Panthers went up 3-0, I had no choice but to go. But, of course, they ended up losing two straight, and the original plan was we go to Edmonton for game six, and now here I am for a second time. So, no, we did not plan on going up to Edmonton twice, but the original plan was to go up there for game six. Now here I am again.
Right, so, right. There was no real scenario where you thought they may be able to sweep them, but I guess what I'm saying is going into game five, you knew then in your head, okay, if we don't clinch here, I got to go back to Edmonton. Like, you knew you were going back.
Oh, yeah. We prepared the trip the day before game five. We had to get this out of the way soon because the travel up game four was a disaster for everybody. I mean, this girl right here, I mean, she had her flight diverted like twice. It was bad. And my travel was about 16 hours. So, yeah, we had to prevent that from happening again.
Okay,
so that's why we flew to Calgary.
Okay, so yeah. So what did you learn from the first trip now to this one that you did differently?
Always be prepared, because the first time when we planned this trip for game four, everything got booked at 2 a.m. before game four, the day before game four, or the day before the day before game four. So yeah, always be prepared. That means plan your trip accordingly. Get insurance for the trip. Make sure you get a refundable trip. Make sure everything is set up and it'll be worry-free. They're on it. That's what we learned at the game floor.
Okay, so tell me what the travel was today. How many flights, how many connections, and you're obviously driving now from Calgary to Edmonton. Go ahead.
Yeah, this time it was one connection. We flew up to O'Hare over in Chicago and now landed down in the Calgary. We rented a car, and now we are driving. We just went through Red Deer. We just passed Red Deer. And now
Randy Moeller's hometown. Was there a billboard? Randy Moeller lives here?
Nope, there was no billboard that said Randy Moeller lives here, but there were plenty of Red Deer exits. So, yeah, it was nice. It's a beautiful, beautiful farmland, a lot of prairie. It's grass as far as the eye can see. It's a really, really beautiful trip right now.
How long is the drive from Calgary to Edmonton?
Just about 3 hours. Just a little bit under 3 hours, actually, yeah.
So when you get there, the amount of travel time from the airport down south to Edmonton will have been what?
Let's see. It was a 8-hour flight, I think. 8-hour flight, yeah. And a 3-hour drive, about 11 hours.
Okay, much better than the first time then, right?
Much better. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about the game. So you were flying. Are you aware now, Paul Maurice, he's made a couple of changes for tomorrow night. Are you aware of the changes?
I am aware of the Nick Cousins inserts. Yes, there's a second change, though, that I may not have gotten. What was that change?
Yeah, Oliver Ekman-Larsson is now the point man on the first power play unit. He's going to be there instead of Montour. So those are the two big changes. What do you make, though, of Cousins being in the lineup? I think, what the heck, you may as well give him an opportunity. I feel a little bit sad for Kyle Oposo. I kind of wanted him to be on the ice if they could win, you know?
Yeah, but there's a lot more chemistry between Nick Cousins and Ryan Lomberg, so I can understand that move. As far as OEL on the power play line, would you say that's a reward? Because he's been playing actually pretty well lately.
He's been great. He's been fantastic the last two games especially. And look, before he got to the Panthers, he was, for most of his career, he's been a scoring defenseman, all right? And he manned that top power play unit while Montour missed the first month of the season. So there's that. But also, let's be fair here. Montour probably couldn't sleep the last couple of nights thinking that he cost the Panthers game five.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that seems like almost a punishment after that turnover that he had. That led to the Connor Brown goal on shorthanded. Yeah, that, boy, I feel bad for him now that I'm thinking about it. To be demoted like that, that's tough. That's real tough.
But at least, again, it's not demote. Like, he's demoted from the special teams. It's not like he's losing the rest of his ice time. So it's not that big of a deal. Give me your general mood right now, and especially your mood compared to after game five. Has it changed?
Well, I'm not nervous about this game. I've been a bit annoyed, a bit pissed about having to go back to Edmonton. It's not that Edmonton's a bad town or anything. It's just that, you know, this game, this series should have been over 2 games. But, you know, what are you going to do? We should have been, the parade should have been done already. Like, we would have been on the float. We would have been celebrating with the boys. We've been interviewing everybody on the float already. But nope, that hasn't happened yet. So now we're back in Edmonton. So that's why I'm annoyed. But yeah, I'm not nervous at all. I'm still as confident as ever with the Panthers actually winning. And now my prediction would be fulfilled over here if they win tonight. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good outside of, you know, riding in this car for 3 hours with this woman over here. But outside of that, you know, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first, I gotta let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right, if you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right, Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. RealEstateFinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. I feel really good as well, but admittedly, if the Panthers didn't get back to playing Panther hockey in the third period of game five, I would feel a little bit different right now because, you know, when the second period ended and I walked downstairs to start watching the third period with my boys, the first thing out of my mouth, I came into the Zaslow Mansion Serious Room and I said to my sons, I go, we are fucked. We are in such big trouble. But then the third period came and it was, okay, I think we're back on track. So I feel different than I would have. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, they got back on track, and it's like what Alexander Barkov said, this is all learning. You know, they've learned from their mistakes. They definitely learned from what happened in game four. And now that we're back to playing what they should be playing, get back to that forecheck, I think that we'll see in the first period. We'll see what happens in the first period. I'm not worried about them allowing the first goal because they've allowed the first goal plenty of times to still win. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about consistency. I'm worried about seeing what they do special teams-wise. I'm worried about their discipline. That's the only thing that I'm worried about right now. And my confidence is still as high as ever.
What do you make of Bobrovsky? Are you a little down on him over the last couple of games, or are you still confident in him?
I'm still confident in him. I was worried about him actually seeing the puck. It seems like he hasn't had a good eye on the puck. Certainly not in game four. But, yeah, I think if the Panthers can actually make space for him to actually see what's going on, he's going to be all right.
So where do they have you set up for game five? Are you like in like an auxiliary press box all the way? Like are you peering through the roof of Rogers Center?
Yes, the auxiliary press box. You know, there's an area, like I would say four sections back at Emory Bank Arena, four sections away. That's where there's like a special area, it's kind of like that over at Rogers Place. Like it's kind of like was almost like a around the like the back end of the arena. So it's good. It's good seating. I think the curtain that you drop down from the upper deck, the eye that is right there, it kind of blocks away a little bit. know, you got the Jumbotron. But outside of that, pretty good seats. I got my binoculars ready. Hey, we're good to go.
Now, will you, if the Panthers win tomorrow night, obviously, I mean, you're supposed to be a member of the press. Are you gonna be cheering? Like, come on, right?
No, we are going straight down to the ice. That's what's going to happen. We are going to interview the players as soon as this game is over. Whoever's going to end up being second, we're going to get up. We're going to go straight to the elevator. We're going to go downstairs. We're going to see if we can. Well, we are going to get on the ice. And we're going to try to interview the players. So, yep, we are ready to go.
All right. It's tomorrow the night?
Tomorrow's the night.
Tomorrow the night?
Tomorrow's the night.
Tomorrow's the night.
Tomorrow's definitely the night. Yes, tomorrow's the night.
I need it to be the night. Roy, it's been consumed. It's consuming my life. It's all I think about. I need it to end tomorrow night.
Yes. Yes, I fully agree. We cannot come back to Sunrise without the Stanley Cup. That can't happen. They need to win this thing tomorrow night.
Roy, excellent job. Have a safe trip there. I think it's going to be a successful trip. Continue the great work. Appreciate you hanging out with us here.
John DiZaslo, it's always great talking to you, brother.
Excellent job by Roy. On his way to Edmonton right now. Right? And you saw he referee. Well, if you watched on youtube.com/@Zaslow Show, where I post all interviews in their entirety. I only post clips of the show, but I post interviews in its entirety. If you were watching there, you saw every time he panned to the driver's seat in the car, he said, "I'm with this girl. She's one of the camera girls for the Levitard show," or or Photog. Either way, that's who he was referencing. He was not driving, and when he said, "I'm with this girl," yeah, it was another one of the employees from Metal Arc Media. Excellent job there by Roy. Appreciate him hanging out with us. You know what I also appreciate? I appreciate everything one of our great sponsors, Greg Brunt and Brunt Insurance, do for us. And I don't just appreciate them because they're a great sponsor on Zaslow Show 2.0. I appreciate that they have my best interests at heart because they help me get the best homeowners insurance, the most comprehensive coverage at the best rate out there. So I don't have to worry if I'm not going to be covered. God forbid there's an accident with my home. You should give them a call. Make sure you're covered. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance knows your area because they have offices all throughout the state. So if you're looking for affordable coverage, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, renters insurance, there's so many options out there. Let Greg Brunt and his fully licensed team at Brunt Insurance help you every step of the way. Just call them and get a quote. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us where we get all of the big deals. You know I'm talking about Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Obviously, everyone knows Caneswear is the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But did you know they carry an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams? Items for men, women, kids, even pets. You want to put a Hurricanes jersey on your dog? Do whatever you want to do. It's not my business. You're looking for Dolphins gear, Panther gear, Heat, Inter Miami, Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go online right now, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal, let's start out here. All right, so this was just announced while I'm doing the show. J.J. Redick, he is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll talk more about that on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Definitely on ESPN Radio, Carlin versus Joe tomorrow. Here is FS1's Nick Wright reacting to the J.J. Redick news.
It would be unfair of me to say J.J. Redick's not going to be a good NBA head coach, just like it would be unfair of me to say he's going to be a good NBA head coach, because he is being hired with as thin, I can say this off the top of my head, knowing it's true, as thin of a coaching resume as any coach that's ever taken the job in modern NBA history. Because it couldn't be thinner. It's just to never be a part of an NBA staff, front office, to coach at the big time high school, let alone college, G League, NBA, none of that. You couldn't have a thinner coaching resume. So there's nothing to judge it on other than vibes and guess. So I don't know. I am skeptical. My biggest concern with JJ, honestly, is he appears to me to be very, very online and very, very aware of criticism of himself.
Yes.
And I think that can be a real detriment if you're the head coach of a basketball team.
I'm going big deal. I think Jay, I don't want to say it's going to be a disaster. Like, they're not going to be worse than they were last year. They were a decent enough team. I mean, I know they finished, what, eighth or ninth? So, I don't know if they're going to be worse, but I've been pretty clear about this. When you're looking for who's going to be a good coach, I feel like hiring someone who's never coached is probably not the way to go. Lakers are not a serious team. They're not a serious franchise right now. Big deal or not a big deal, I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So you know who's been great on television? I know I keep telling you this. Udonis Haslam. Well, he was in studio again today at the Seaport Studios in New York on ESPN. He was on Get Up with Mike Greenberg. And here, Udonis Haslam, he took issue with Mike Greenberg's list.
It's my list of young stars and the ones I believe will be next to win the title. Not necessarily who I think wins it next year, but who I think will be the next to win the title. Wemby, Doncic, SGA, Jalen Brunson, and Anthony Edwards. Udonis, what do you think?
I don't understand why you ain't got Bam Adebayo up there.
Bam Adebayo, you believe Bam
he's
should
91.
Be on
I'm just saying, he's been to the finals twice, and he's just turned 26 years old.
Yeah,
my bad.
I mean, he's five-time on the defensive, all-defensive team.
Yes.
I mean, he's on his way to being a champion. He's been around a champion
yes.
a lot. So I think he's on his way to being a champion, and I think, once again, a healthy Miami Heat team challenges the Boston Celtics.
You are nothing if not consistent, and I appreciate it.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
I'm going big deal. I mean, obviously, UD is biased, but he makes good points right there. Bam's been in the finals already twice. Some of the other guys on that list, like Jalen Brunson was on that list. He's never even sniffed the finals. For all the hype around Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, they lost at exactly the same place that they lost last year, in the second round. So I'm going big deal. Excellent job out of UD. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Y'all know that's my guy. Wednesdays are the best day on First Take. UD. Mad Dog, yesterday on First Take, you know, he gives the whole, what I'm mad about. Well, remember, going into Game 5 in Boston of the NBA Finals when Stephen A. Smith, he was walking into the building like he was a player, and he had the cameras following him. Here's Mad Dog.
How about this? This is ridiculous. He's playing. How about him walking into Game 4 with the Celtics on Sunday night in Dallas? Steve.
I didn't see this video.
Steve, this is stupid.
Is it going on behind us or not?
You got a guy behind you. You got the cameras. What do you think? You're going to score 36 this night with the sunglasses on? I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. How about going to a ball game with a T-shirt on and a pair of shorts, sitting in the upper deck and having a beer with the fellas? Why are you doing this? Look at this. Okay. This is laughable. We know you're a star, Steve. Okay?
Okay.
We know you're a star. You don't got to show off. Go sit upstairs and watch the game privately.
Is that your way of saying the suit was pretty fly?
Okay, let me say this. Let me say this. Okay, first of all, it was a great suit. And you did look good. I almost texted you, but then I was like, you know, I don't want to be that nice. But the fact that you just said, what did you think you're going to score 36? Is freaking hilarious. Because he walks out like he's LeBron. He's got the irrational confidence.
It's
and that's what makes him Stephen A.
It's not irrational. It's a little rough.
That is an excellent job out of Dog. That's a big deal. Stevie, this is stupid. That is, I mean, he's so spot on. It looks so ridiculous. Mad Dog's the best. That's a big deal. Anytime Mad Dog's on, it's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all the big deals on our favorite local sports team apparel, Caneswear. Stop into Caneswear just south of 595 on the west side of University, 2655 South University Drive in Davie, or go right now to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! All right, what are we going to do tonight? Probably reconnect with the family. That's what you got to do when there's no good sports on. And tomorrow, will we wake up tomorrow and it'll be the last day that the Florida Panthers are not Stanley Cup champions? Will it be the last day? Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes, for all your hard work. You're the best. That's why you're here. I appreciate everything you do. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba? That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.